The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who shall prepare the way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And there went out to him all the country of Judea and all the people of Jerusalem, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and had a leather girdle around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the thong of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. I'll invite our youth to up in just a second for their wonderfully prepared youth pageant this morning, but a brief word about our gospel. Grace, mercy, and peace to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Here in year B of our lectionary cycle, we focus on the Gospel of Mark. And in year B of that cycle, which we are in now, we have two Sundays to take a look at John the Baptist. This week, we have the beginning of Mark's gospel. Next week, we will have a portrait of John the Baptizer from the Gospel of John. So I'll reserve next Sunday for a fuller conversation about John and his ministry and Jesus' response to it after John is arrested. But I want to say briefly this morning that when I think about this idea of preparing the way, we put an emphasis on John the Baptizer. We focus on Isaiah's words of the prophet, "One will appear in the wilderness proclaiming, 'Prepare the way of the Lord.'" We focus on John as the forerunner, one cut from the cloth of the prophets of old, Isaiah, Elijah, Jeremiah. But I want to say just a bit about who are the people John is preaching to? Who are those that come out of Judea and Jerusalem? And I think Isaiah chapter 35 captures them in an emotion. Because we think about repentance and what that means as a movement in the world, but who are the people and what are they feeling? Because it's a generic, all people from Judea and Jerusalem are joining. The people to whom Isaiah spoke are the exiles out of the Babylonian captivity. And Isaiah 35, written a little bit before that, addresses the people. The prophet is told to strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. "Say to those who are of a fearful heart, 'Be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, and with recompense of God, he will come and save you.'" It's that verse 4 that always catches my attention. "Say to those who are of a fearful heart." As I wrote this week in my mustard seed piece, that "fearful of heart" has a more poetic rendering in the Hebrew that I think captures not just the people to whom it was spoken in ancient times, but also to us. My seminary professor, Dr. Esther Men, told us that that word, or rather two words in Hebrew, is better translated, "Say to those whose hearts are racing." Now there's an emotion I can understand. That's a feeling I can latch on to. Fear kind of goes in one direction. But the people that are coming out to John, or even those who are coming to Advent now and are dwelling in the mystery of Jesus' taking on flesh and arriving in the world with everything that is going on around us, and especially as we wake up to yet another string of tornadoes that have hit Middle Tennessee, there are many in our community and in our world whose hearts are racing. And not just in an anxiety, stressful sense, but also we just had 3 baptisms. There's a lot of racing hearts involved in that, especially amongst the young ones who look at me when I put that cold water on their heads like, "What have you just done?" That's a racing heart. That's to whom the prophet speaks. And not just Isaiah to the people coming out of exile in Babylon, not just to John to the people coming out of Judea and Jerusalem who were filled with worry, expectation, fear, and hope, but also to us who gather in the season of Advent in a very busy time of the year when the world seems to be spinning sideways. We come with hearts that are racing. And it's to us that God speaks. It is to us that God continues to be present. It's to us that God gives promises of life abundant and life eternal. So to we who are gathered with racing hearts, fear not. God is with us. Amen.